beside him a takeaway cup of coffee and a small sugar packet lay open. A flow of people kept walking by. He regained consciousness, though weakly, and told me he was diabetic, and it might be a good idea to call an ambulance, which I did. It was only a few minutes away. In barely a whisper, he said to me, "Nobody stopped. Thank you." Fighting back tears, I asked him his name. "Greg," he said. Looking into his eyes, I read the mind of a proud man who didn't like what was happening to him. The ambulance soon arrived, and the old man was sent to the hospital. Still, I felt my heart aching for the winter man, and for the shame that I had almost walked past another person in need. I was amazed that it had been so easy to be helpful.